Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
I cannot believe the weekend is already here. What a week! What a week. Oh, man, my head's still spinning. It just went by so quick this week, didn't it? It is Friday, I know. I don't know which song I want to hear right now. I feel like after that Blues game, I just want to keep rolling with Gloria. I'm sorry, I can't stop. I just want to hear this song on repeat for the next 24 hours. This reminds me of those 80s exercise videos where you wear the like leotards and the spandex or whatever, and this just in a choreographed dance routine. Gloria, you're always on the run. And then they try to sell you a VHS tape through the mail. Three easy payments of $19.99. You know, in Detroit, they play the Journey Don't Stop Believin' because it says living in South Detroit, and then you do, some people do like the Sweet Caroline or whatever. What an untapped song with this one in Gloria. I can tell you, I've never heard this song outside of the context of the St. Louis Blues. I had to ask producer Mike about it. It just feels right, though, doesn't it? You think President Trump today, what was going through his mind after he gets a chance to look at the Mueller report a little bit further, just like everyone else will? Attorney General Barr's out there talking. See, the Mueller report dropped tonight, but all of a sudden, things like that, it just doesn't seem like I want to do a fussing and a feuding anymore. I'm feeling like I'm in a good mood. We should just play this for, you know, the whole hour on a repeat. Good idea? Yeah, we should just do that. It'd be like when radio stations, when they want to get attention for flipping formats or whatever, we're going to play Vanilla Ice for 48 hours to get everyone to pay attention to us. I'll just play Gloria. Is that what I need to do to grab everyone's attention? Will everyone start listening to me if we play Gloria on a loop? I kind of have to talk about the Mueller report. You know, and let me mention this. Since it technically is Friday, and we like to keep things open on a Friday, if you want to distract me from politics and you want to say, enough, enough, call in now with something else to talk about. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You can tweet at me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download it at kmox.com/ONA. Make sure it's one of your favorite podcasts. You look up there and hit that subscribe button to support the show. KMOX.com/ONA for Overnight America. And I mean, this report is a big deal. We've been waiting 2 years for this thing to drop down. We've all had our speculations. We've all seen the leaks. We've all seen this. We've all seen that. And in the end, you just want to hear Gloria again. I get it. One more time. Bump, bump, bump. I don't know how many times I can get away doing that without getting in trouble. But I'm telling you, if you missed it last night, by the way, this is huge. We found out we have no less than 4 ghosts walking around our studios. No less than 4. Can you believe that? That was our friends at PAST came in. And I'll tell you this, PAST is such a great organization. John Lindsay played some of the audio evidence, and you got to hear it for yourself. KMOX.com/ONA. That's from last night's show. We did a full hour and then a little bit of analysis afterwards. But hearing some of those things that they recorded, even in this studio, really, it shook me up a little, I got to tell you. What else do we got? You know, I spoke to Paul Berry III about the Better Together plan. Did you see how the St. Louis County NAACP endorses the merger right after we find out that, maybe they've been paying money to the NAACP president. That's not weird at all, is it? So we'll have to look at that, too. And yes, I'm going to have to do a Mueller report. We're just going to have to. But before we do that, let me get this in with Brendan calling in. Yeah. Hey, Brendan.
Oh, yeah. And you're not on.
Brendan, are you
there? Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm here. Not too much. How about you?
Good. Feeling good still.
Yeah, feeling great from that game.
So what's your thoughts there?
Well, I think, it's tough to get knocked down early the way we did 12 seconds in, but they turned it around quick and came back strong in the third period.
Are you a lifelong Blues fan? Are you a transplant?
No, lifelong. I grew up in St. Louis and have been a fan, strong fan, 5 years for sure.
5 years. Do you have any jerseys? I mean, do you wear them to the office, things like that? Is that how much of a fan you are?
I do. I actually have a Pareko jersey. Wear that for most of the games.
Is this series going to kill you? There's one person that tweeted in, Luke tweeted in, this series is going to kill me. Do you feel like the pressure, the stress is there and it's all-consuming for your mind?
Sometimes I certainly do. To drop this series will be demoralizing just because, you go up too early.
Yeah. You're riding high coming back to St. Louis. You're thinking, we can do this, we can sweep. Then you lose two at home and you're thinking to yourself, man, this is going to be a game that the Blues cannot lose. And then they go down 2-0, and you're thinking, you got to be kidding me. I'm telling you, the hearts were fluttering all night here. Hey, Brendan, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's nice, Brendan. Probably driving around doing his thing, hanging out after the Blues win. All right, we have to do the Mueller report thing, mostly because it is the biggest story in the country right now. There's been a lot of craziness surrounding it. In fact, do you think President Trump right now in the back of his mind is just like, da-da-da. That would be a good song for him. I mean, that's a feel-good song. No, he's probably more like a walking on sunshine kind of guy right now, if I had to guess, right? If I were President Trump, this would be it. So we'll have to figure out what song's playing in a loop in his head. But, the thing is, since it's a Friday, we do keep the phone lines open. If there's anything you want to bring up, you can give us a call, and we'll do it on Overnight America KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. So the Friday mornings, we keep things a little more flexible because we want you to be able to talk about the things that you may have missed throughout the course of the week, or maybe you didn't have a chance to call in, or maybe you didn't hear it when we were talking about it, whatever that may be. We don't want you going into the weekend with a loaded mind. You want to clear it. It's a good chance for you to do that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So it's a little more of a mixed bag on the Friday mornings, which is fine with me. We're going to get to the Mueller report that came out today. I had a chance to read, a quarter of it, and then I skimmed through the rest. I did the first 150 pages, and I thought, I'm going to be here forever. So then I started quickly going through the rest of it, and I have some impressions that we'll get to. Jim, what's going on, Jim?
Ryan?
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. Three things. The Mueller report and this so-called universal Medicare that people are talking about. And then a third thing about violent crime. Well, I think the Mueller report is incredibly boring. Okay. It's just been going on way too long.
You're bored by it all, you say.
Well, there's really not a whole lot there. And what there was, it's handled. So, to me, it's just kind of boring, but there, I don't know.
Okay.
But main thing I wanted to say about this so-called universal Medicare that some candidates are talking about providing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. You know what that is? It's the same thing that you get right now on the radio when they tell you don't drink, don't smoke, don't have unprotected sex, eat healthy, exercise, wear seatbelts, use the right seat for your child. Mm-hmm. It's all that. Then there's also, I guess, health screenings, but that's the majority of what they're talking about when they talk about preventive care.
That was the big thing with Obamacare, which was actually something that I thought was a fine part of it, which was, let's try to put more emphasis on the prevention side of it to try to save us money down the line, because there's going to be a lot of people that end up on Medicare, Medicaid. If we can start early and try to prevent a lot of these diseases by getting these tests done, that's not a bad thing necessarily, but this universal thing doesn't work.
But, Ryan, you're not going to be getting anything you're not already getting by listening to the radio.
You're talking about people giving you advice?
Well, yeah. I mean, you go to the doctor, and the doctor will tell you, don't drink, don't smoke, don't have unprotected sex, exercise, wear your seatbelt, all that.
Yeah. I would say it's even worse. It would go a step beyond that, because if you make everyone dependent on the government for your health care, then they take that extra step, which is now you have to do these things or we're going to take you off, as in they're going to force you to do more. They're going to take your liberties away. And then all of a sudden, they're going to start over-regulating everything.
That's what will happen. They take your money away to bill you for telling you that.
Yeah.
What they already tell you on the radio right now. Here's the third thing I want to say, okay? And thanks for listening. Guns don't fuel violent crime. Drugs do. So when they legalize marijuana, it's going to be a nightmare, because people on drugs will do all kind of terrible, violent things. When they're on marijuana, it's very relaxing, but when you come down from it, you just feel terrible. And that's when all the violent crime happens. So I don't know why they're legalizing marijuana. I think it's a big mistake. I think there's going to be a skyrocketing violent crime as a result of it.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Good to hear from you. Yeah. And when it comes to paying for health care, this is part of the problem we run into when we talk about universal health care, because we look at these other countries that offer it. And even to the certain extent, so you can have like a bronze, silver, and gold plan. If you want to look at the bronze to silver that you kind of see in Canada, or you go over to Europe and you get these gold style plans or whatever it is. The question is, let's say you right now are working and you're doing everything you can at your job. And let's say your tax rate is somewhere between 20 to 25%. Let's just say you're the average person, the average American, four person family making, what's the average income, 55 to 60, somewhere in there. And then you get taxed 20 to 25% depending on the income. Would you be willing to say, okay, in order to make this possible for every single person to be covered under these circumstances, we're going to go from 25% to 45%, because that's how we're going to be able to afford this. And that's when a lot of people say, maybe it's better I privately take care of my own health insurance, because if I were to be wise with my money and take that 20% extra that they would start charging me in order to cover everyone, I'd probably be just fine covering myself, right? But, obviously the goal is to make sure everyone has the opportunity here. But wait a minute, we have Medicare and Medicaid. So if you don't qualify for these other things and you're low income, you're going to be covered anyway. So the way the system's set up right now, ask yourself, is it worth taking the system upside down if you're going to jack up your taxes by about 20%? Would you want to make that personal sacrifice? And what do you think that would do to the economy when you have about 20% less to spend to put back into it? It's not an easy thing. Just go ahead and cover everyone. The Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, they think they got it all figured out. But man, it's a dumb plan. Mike calling in. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
How you doing? I wanted to talk about something different. You keep it light by trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling Mike Anderson, I have this on my phone. There's some religious. It don't have to be religious, but I like this Bible trivia that's religious. And even our minister, you get like the ABC. I get it wrong, but they like you, go over and see what you did wrong. It's pretty fun. Now, I know the shortest verse is Jesus cried, but it's actually fun. And there's other trivia out there that's not religious. It's just as fun, too. And I was asking Mike Anderson, you might know, who was the youngest president we have? I don't know.
Well, Kennedy, JFK would have been the youngest, right? I think he was younger than Barack Obama. But do you do, what was it, Jeff Foxworthy? Does he still do that Bible trivia show, or is that long off the air? I never watched it, but I knew it was a little popular for a while.
I do the Bible trivia. You know how you got these apps?
Yeah.
Well, you go on this app, and it's a free app, and it's Bible trivia, and it's it's really neat. Now, because I have fun with even a ministry at Teach ABC, and you think you got it right or go incorrect, and it's really neat. Now, I could ask you a Bible trivia and get off here and be hard to guess. Now, it would be hard to figure this one out. If I asked you, who anointed Jesus? Now, here's what we had a Sunday school lesson. Some said there was two women. It was Mother Mary and another woman. We don't know whose it was. And I asked the question in Sunday school, was it Mother Mary's sister, Martha? And we can't prove it. But there was another woman. So what was the two women that anointed Jesus? I do know Mary was one. Who was the other woman? Or was it her sister, Martha?
Well, are you turning Sunday school into trivia? Because I know St. Louis loves the trivia.
It is a trivia question, because I wouldn't even know. Because like a lot of things, like I said, that would be Bible trivia. I'm asking now from Sunday school lesson. I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, but normally...
We didn't get to answer church.
Yeah, but when you ask the question, you kind of have to know the answer if you're doing trivia.
I don't know the answer, but you're educated and you're a Christian. I'm sure somebody out there would know it. That's very smart. Even I'm a minister. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I preach pretty good because they like my message. I preach Sunday. Okay. I said almost like if you're looking for a job, you don't get it. Almost ain't good enough. Like you need that financial blessing, and you don't get it. Almost ain't good enough. You got to get it.
All right, Mike. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. Yeah, you can't just ask a question and not know the answer if you're trying to host trivia. You have to know. All right, let's see. The Mueller report was released. A lot of people reacting to it. There was one comment, Tim Young on Twitter. He had a tweet that was hilarious. Let me load it up for you real quick, because I think Tim Young, if you don't follow him on Twitter, he is just really funny. And basically trying to mock this whole idea of what we've been watching on these news networks. So he says, next on CNN, a panel of 9 people who hated Trump and pushed the Russian hoax will give their completely unbiased opinions. Get ready for that for the next couple of weeks, huh? So, yes, we'll talk about the Mueller report next. And if you want to call in, and of course, anything, you can talk about anything, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Still feeling very good after that big Blues win tonight on KMOX. What a night to be a Blues fan. Wow, still riding high on that. Welcome back to Overnight America. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. If you miss any part of the show, download it now. KMOX.com/ONA for Overnight America. I'm still trying to figure out what was going through President Trump's mind this morning when the full report came out, redacted, of course. But I think he was feeling pretty good, mostly because if I were President Trump, I'd think to myself, yeah, I can survive this. I can do it. All right, maybe this. Yeah. I think it'd be something like this. Yeah, I can see that.
Never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Oh!
Hey, I'm having a good day, too. Sunshine. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction. There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Da-da-da.
And we do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say. This should never happen to another president again.
Yeah. So the Mueller report finally released. Attorney General Barr sent the 400 and some pages out, redacted in multiple spots. I mean, hundreds of spots, I should say. And there's a lot of things we haven't been able to see, but that's not really the thing that people are talking about right now. I think mostly people are just trying to digest this. And a lot of the talking heads right now are trying to go absolutely bananas in order to justify how this report is going to be the thing that leads to Trump's impeachment, which really is not the case. So if you missed it from earlier today, Attorney General Barr at a press conference.
As you will see, the special counsel's report states that his, quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. I am sure that all Americans share my concern about the efforts of the Russian government to interfere in our presidential election. As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign.
Yeah, and when I started reading this report, I got about 150 pages in, and I thought, man, I could read this all day. Not that I want to, but I have to. It'd be required in order to go through this whole thing and try to absorb it all. So I thought, nah, maybe that's for another time. So after that 150-page mark, I started to do a much quicker skim version. So I read, for the most part, all of Volume 1, and then Volume 2 came around. Volume 1 was about the quote-unquote collusion or cooperation or collaboration or what you want to call it. And they ended up finding that there was no American that willfully or willingly decided to work with the Russians. They did try to point something out. One thing that they mentioned was that there was two ways that the Russians communicated with the Trump campaign. And I'm sure there are a lot of people on the MSNBC side thinking, oh, this is what we can spin. I get it. And it was like, this is what their conclusion was. So the Russians would create this fake account, and they would say, like, we're going to do a rally over here. And then they would, and unknowingly, like a Donald Trump Jr. would retweet that, like, oh, look, there's a rally going on in Kansas City. And he would retweet something that one of these, you know, fake accounts created by the Russians. And then that's what was included in the report. I mean, it was like things like that. So every time, I'm sure the MSNBCs of the world got all kinds of crazy, and the CNNs of the world thought, oh, this is it. They're probably lit down, or they thought, maybe I can still lie to people because, I don't know, maybe our viewer base doesn't care. So here's my notes from the Mueller report. And overall, nothing really stands out to me as criminal. It's just embarrassing. It's mildly embarrassing. It's not even extremely embarrassing. It's mildly embarrassing, mostly because with no criminal action being taken against President Trump at this time, that's a mild embarrassment. So here's where I'll read. So Volume 1, page 14, the IRA, which is the Russians that were putting this mission together, contacted social media operators targeted at large U.S. audiences, was the goal of sowing discord in the U.S. political system. The investigation did not identify evidence that any U.S. person knowingly or intentionally coordinated with the IRA's interference. Page 21 of Volume 1, the IRA employees also traveled to the United States on intelligence gathering missions starting June of 2014, when they had they lied on their applications to come into the U.S. to the U.S. Department of State. And keep in mind, President Trump didn't even announce his presidency until June of 15. So they were even putting down the roots of what they were about to do a year before he was even in the game, let alone when he came into the game in June of 15. People not only wrote him off, but if you were to look at the full field of who was running for the Republican ticket, he was probably number 15. If you were to do the Vegas odds, no one thought he had a chance. No one. Let's see. And then about 100 pages of profiles of some of the people that were charged. One of the things I noticed was Manafort was such a leech, so they really did not paint Paul Manafort in a nice light. For example, there was one Russian that gave Manafort a large jar of black caviar that was worth around $30,000 to $40,000. And he wasn't actually paid by the Trump campaign. Manafort came forward. He wanted to offer these services, and he thought it would look good for him to get into the political game. And if he was part of the Trump campaign, it will bring dividends down the line, right? Work for exposure for free. Manafort offered that up. President Trump took it on. He thought he could be useful for no money or whatever it was. And eventually he gets fired not that long after. It was just months after the fact. But yeah, he was taking bribes from Russia. Jars of caviar? Who in their right mind would think, oh yeah, this is fine, a $30,000 jar of caviar? I don't get it. Page 180 on Volume 1, I noted, the office evaluated the contracts under several sets of federal laws, including conspiracy laws and statutes governing foreign agents who operate in the United States. After considering the available evidence, the office did not pursue charges under these statutes. So a lot of times that's what you see. You look at what the established law is, and did he break the law? And the answer is no. And they come back to this in the second volume, too. So Volume 2 of the Mueller report mostly looks at public interest of safeguarding what happened here. So they wanted to document this. One of the things they pointed out, and a lot of times, like for Comey, for example, they would mention something like, was President Trump within his authority to fire James Comey? And the answer is yes, which also brought forth some special considerations when it comes to questions if it was lawful, right? But it was lawful, but was it adding into obstruction of justice? So part of this Mueller report, they line up and then they mention that a lot of this is for preserving what they found in their discovery. Keep in mind, they lay out the things that they discovered as evidence, and then they come to a conclusion after that, right? They don't necessarily reach a judgment, but they come to a conclusion of why they don't think this is something that you'd be able to prosecute, right? So, and then they would mention, okay, this is not credible, this is somewhat credible, this is credible, here's where we don't think it's credible. So they lay out all of these different cases, and in the end, the evidence that they obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevents them from determining there was no criminal conduct occurred. So it doesn't say either way. It doesn't say, basically, they go out of their way to point out one thing. They say, if we think there was nothing that was questionable, then we would say it, but we're not going to say that. Basically, they think there are some questionable actions that would take discretion for you to look at this. But after it was looked at, and after multiple people looked at it, they all came to the conclusion not to charge the president with obstruction. So that's very simple. So the report comes out. No one worked with the Russians. That's all a hoax with the Russia thing. The obstruction thing, that's where you're going to see the news networks going absolutely bananas for the next month, because they're going to do everything they can to try to justify what they saw as different from what the Mueller report actually said. And they're going to go out and they're going to spin it and they're going to do their thing. And you know what? No different than the last 2 years. I don't know if they're trying to save face. I don't know if they just don't care at this point that they're telling lies on their networks between CNN and MSNBC. But that's just what they're going to do. What else did I find? There's a couple of other notes, and I tweeted these out earlier, at Ryan Recker. It says, several features of the conduct we investigated distinguished it from typical obstruction of justice cases. First, the investigation concerned the president in some of his actions, such as firing the FBI director, involved fully lawful acts. And that's key. When he looked at some of the actions, was it lawful for him to act in that way? So then they're trying to figure out intent. So then they try to talk about intent. They say, okay, if we look at intent, did he have something to gain here? Was it lawful? Did he not have something to gain? What did he know at the time when he decided to act this way? What did he say? So they try to go into all of these, and it's all speculation. And that's why they can't come to the conclusion that obstruction was something that you should charge him with. Because what are you going to do? You're going to have a lot of people try to question the intent of Donald Trump, and that's going to be the thing that takes him down. You're not going to win that fight. You're not going to win that battle. So there wasn't anything that stands out as actual obstruction. There wasn't something that said, okay, this is something that is prosecutable. You're always trying to say there's going to be some intent in this sort of thing. Overall, lots of examples that people brought up, but nothing that acted in a criminal way. And that's what I take from volume two of this. And if you wanted to do a who's who, apparently they have a summary towards the end where they lay out all the different names of everyone that's involved. So if there's a who in this Mueller report, go to page 401, and if you look up the full PDF, and you can look that up there. Okay, I got some more clips I want to play. Laura Ingraham, actually, on Fox News tonight. Man, she went full coming out swinging at the start of her show. She's ready for those apologies, and she plays examples of all of those really lousy commentators who went way over the line. And now they absolutely look terrible when we go back and look at some of their comments. But overall, this is where we are.
As I addressed in my March 24th letter, the special counsel did not make a traditional prosecutorial judgment regarding this allegation. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes involving the president and discusses potential legal theories for connecting those activities to the elements of an obstruction offense. After carefully reviewing the facts and legal theories outlined in the report, and in consultation with the Office of Legal Counsel and other department lawyers, the Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Yeah, there's going to be some spiking of the ball from Rudy Giuliani, Kellyanne Conway in there as well. Roy Blunt actually said, now it's time to move on, if you haven't heard that senator here in Missouri.
The Congress can look at that report and do whatever they want to. I think for the American people, that the top line of the report will be reflected by the report itself, which means no collusion, no obstruction. I think generally people are ready to move on. And
I hope so. I hope so. And every time we talked about this and someone called in and debated, I'm going to say this. Ever since the summary came out a few weeks back, there hasn't been one person that called into this show, coming in saying they knew this would be the thing that would have Donald Trump come out in handcuffs. And always when we had these conversations, I brought this up so many times in the past 2 years. I said, at the end of that conversation, when the report comes out and we find out that you're wrong, would you call in and apologize and say, I'll admit it, I got it wrong. And you know what everyone said? Yeah, I'll do that. Not one person has called in to admit they've been wrong on him. Not one. It goes to show you, when you're so stuck in this world where it's orange man bad and you just kind of go through life and you just do whatever CNN's or MSNBC or whatever says, and you just do these things over and over, you get stuck in this rut, and you don't care what the truth is, and you only care about what your biases are, this is what happens. So I got a couple of reactions to this Mueller report. If you got a reaction to it, maybe you're someone that's been combing through this too. 314-436-7900 is the number on Overnight America KMOX.
Making the darkness of night a little brighter. It's Ryan Recker and Overnight America on KMOX.
Welcome back to Overnight America. So I got a couple more clips on the Mueller report and just a few of them here. And man, I really tried to go through this report and I kept thinking to myself, man, I'm going to be sitting here forever trying to read this thing. And I was trying to highlight some of the moments that may not have been known. There's been so many different leaks from this. It's just kind of crazy. And how much false reporting have we seen? Like here, let me just play for you how Laura Ingraham started her Fox News show today. And I think this puts a pretty good cherry on the frustrations we've seen.
Here are the people who are owed an apology from the Democrats, from the media, and from the rabid never-Trumpers tonight. First, the president himself.
I don't need the Mueller report to know he's a traitor. I have a TV.
There's outright treason.
This is nothing short of treasonous because it is a betrayal of the nation.
President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time.
This is a potentially more dangerous situation than Watergate.
These destructive and defamatory allegations were based on erroneous reporting, anonymous sources, leaks, and whispers, gossip. But now with the release of the Mueller report, we find that it was all false.
Yeah. And she goes on and she talks about all the other people that should be given an apology after this. But I don't see that happening. Do you see that happening? Yeah, right. If you were someone that was actually trying to find the truth in all of this, you can come to a different conclusion in this report, but you have to admit one thing. You've been wrong this whole time if you thought the president was going to somehow be led out of the White House in handcuffs after this Mueller report was going to come out. And if you were living in that daydream, it wasn't even that, a delusion's probably better. Here's Fox News and Rudy Giuliani earlier.
Well, we're very, very happy. I mean, it's a clear victory. I think any lawyer would say when you get a declination, you just won. Now, this is a little strange because the special counsel has used a standard of proof that's unheard of. He says he can't be conclusively sure that the president didn't commit obstruction. Well, you know, that means the president has to prove his innocence, which kind of upends 2,000 years of jurisprudence. But be that as it may, he says we can't conclude the president committed a crime, but we can't exonerate him. Well, nobody's asking him to exonerate him.
Okay, there it is. CNN had different conclusions. So this is Pamela Brown on CNN.
This is what it says, that Mueller unable to conclude that no criminal conduct occurred by the president on obstruction of justice. Mueller's investigation was unable to clear the president. And here's what the report said that it's just released moments ago. Mueller's team said, quote, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would state so. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. That last sentence was in Bill Barr's four-page letter to Congress, as you know, and now we're getting the fuller context around that sentence of why Robert Mueller's team could not exonerate him, saying that if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would state so. They were unable to state so. We know there are 10 different incidents they looked at, according to Bill Barr, and we're waiting to find out exactly what those are.
All right, so then you can go through and look at the report and see those for yourself, where they a lot of times talk about intent and was he legally allowed to do so, the things that he was doing. Now, let me point out a couple of different things. At this point, the president's not there to, it's not like a trial where the presidents and the lawyers are able to do a counterpoint so you can cross-examine. It's not like that. So this is them trying to put their findings into a piece of paper. And this is what the Democrats are going to do from here on out. Well, just because they didn't charge him with obstruction doesn't mean, and then they're going to go on to blah, 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 blah. And the talking heads are going to do their thing over and over again. What this essentially is, what they're trying to say is, well, it's almost like any situation in any times you're trying to be put into the corner with a confrontation with police, for example. You know, you see it a million times with your rights. You know, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you. So during this whole Mueller investigation, they were purposely looking for things to be used against Donald Trump. When it came to Russian collusion, they couldn't find anything to use against him, so they determined there was nothing to charge there. When it came to obstruction, they couldn't find anything that would lead them to charge him with obstruction. So anything you can say and will be used against you, because they put a lot of quotes in these things. They're always trying to find things against him. And you know what? If the conclusion of 2 years, and we're talking about tens of millions of dollars with the full force of the FBI and different agents in thousands of interviews, if in all of that time you still can't find anything to put a charge on this person, then you know what? You might as well forget about it. You're done. And you got to move on. And that's where we are right now. Unfortunately, the CNNs and MSNBCs and a lot of the mainstream medias of the world have planted their flag on this lie, and now they don't want to unplant it because they got their tails between their legs and they don't care what truth is. They've lost their moral compass. One more hour of Overnight America continues next. KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.